All right, book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 13. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 13. 2017, say that with me. 2017 is a year of over the top. Over the top. Now you know that whether or not it is ever a year of over the top for you depends on how seriously you take that and hold on to it and believe it, confess it. I have heard prophets of God give messages, and seems like it didn't come to pass. But see, it depends on who did what with it. And I have looked in my life sometimes and said, I wonder if that ever happened, what that prophet said. But you can look in the Bible and prophecies, you know, you've got to believe them and go with them. All right, Genesis 13, verse number 7. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. Interesting to know that this strife was not between Abraham and Lot. Amen. But it affected them anyway. Hallelujah. So, being in the presence of strife can affect you if you partake of it. It wasn't between Abraham and Lot. It was between their herdsmen. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. Strife is one of those deadly things you must avoid at all costs. All costs. You know, some people, when we talk about the devil, have in their mind a picture of some guy in red with a pitchfork in his hand. I'm here to tell you, when there's strife, you know the devil has showed up. Mm-hmm. Or let's put it this way, the devil has come to the surface. Mm-hmm. Huh? Because it's a spirit. Mm-hmm. He might have been there all the time, but now we know for sure he's on the scene. Amen. So when we talk about the devil and Satan, don't be looking for some character with a pitchfork. Look for his traits. Strife. There's no better indication that the devil is on the scene than strife. So the moment you realize it, you do your best to get away from it, to neutralize it, to counsel it. And we'll see that here in a minute here some more. All right, so why is strife? Why is strife all of a sudden now between the herdmen of Lot and of Abraham? And as I meditated on it, I thought it might have happened in this way. You know, the herdmen of Abraham have said, our master has more cattle than you. Than your master. Right? And then, of course, the herdmen of Lot may have said, yeah, but ours are better looking. Look at all of your scrawny looking cattle. As scrawny as you are. You know, I mean, the heat is going up in this strife, amen? Before you know it, they are quarreling and fussing and, oh, man. Why is this? Because the devil wants to neutralize the blessing. That's why. What do you mean the blessing? What is the blessing? The power of God that is responsible for prosperity. That's what brings prosperity into your life. The blessing of the Lord has made me rich and add no sorrow. Is that what the Bible says? Yes. Amen. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22. The blessing of the Lord make it rich and adds no blessing. Well, has Lot and Abraham been blessed? Oh yeah. Amen. Verse 2, and Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver and gold, and so was Lot. So now all of a sudden, strife shows up. The reason it shows up is to neutralize the blessing. And when you see strife, you should know that's the reason why it showed up. It's not just, you know, you're feeling tired. Of course, you may be tired and irritable and all of that. But there's someone has taken advantage of that now. And it's about to make things worse. So you ought to resist it. Look at the book of James. James chapter 3. Strife shows up to neutralize the blessing. And you have to have the blessing. You have to have it working. You are blessed, but you've got to have the blessing working in your life. When strife shows up, it shows up to make sure that doesn't happen. And you must fight it. James 3:13. Who is a wise man? No. Okay, now. It's about to start talking about wise and not wise. And let me let you in. Strife is not wise. Amen. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him shew out of a good conversation or demonstrate with a good conversation, meaning manner of life, not just talking. Good conversation, meaning manner of life. His works with meekness of wisdom. Wise wisdom. So he's talking about wisdom. And then he says, but if you have bitter envying and strife, that's not wisdom. That's not wise. He says, let the wise man show his lifestyle of wisdom. But if you are involved in something else, which is not wise, if you are involved in envying and strife, that's not wise. Stay away from that. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth of God's word. This wisdom, so now we have two types of wisdom. Amen? The wisdom of God, and it's about to tell us this other kind of wisdom. Well, actually, I already did. The wisdom that comes from envy and strife. Why is that wisdom? Why is that a way of life? Envying is what leads to strife. It's part of it. I ought to have it, not them. Because I'm better than they are. I deserve it more than they. So it's almost like you're trying to deprive them of what they've got. You can't physically do it, but you're doing it as much as you can possibly do it. That's envy. And you're all justified in that. Amen. You think you're better than they are. So, you know, I ought to have, not them. That wisdom, the Bible says, descends not from above. Where SS could it come from, huh? But it's earthly, sensual, based on the senses, and devilish. Oh my. Need we say any more? And then he says, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Every. Even if you can't feel it and see it, just because the kids are in strife with each other, don't you dare think it's not going to affect you. He says, where envying is, there is confusion and every evil work. Just because the parents are in strife doesn't mean it won't affect the kids. Which is why some folk bless their hearts. You know, they start talking about, you know, when sometimes adults disagree, and as if it doesn't affect kids. They talk about, now certainly if your divorce is better that it be, you know, without rancor, but the divorce itself is strife. Amen. How you can ever think
it won't affect the kids just because they've got all this stuff and just because, you know, you can take them back and forth and, you know, you say, hi.
We're talking about spiritual law, right? Where there is strife, there is confusion, there is every evil work. Now, certainly, I'm not suggesting that once, you know, you're divorced, then all things are lost. But don't you dare minimize the effect of that on the kids by thinking as long as we get along, it's okay. No, it's not. The Bible says God hates divorce. He said it, Book of Malachi. But people think, well, you know, they minimize what just happened, what's about to happen. And we ought not do it. Okay? Because of this verse. Where there's envying and strife, there is confusion. What kind of confusion? Every kind. Confusion regarding your mind, your spirit, your money, your health, your relationships. There's confusion. And then there's every evil work. Every evil work? Yeah. That's why we must do our best to stay away from strife, to get out of it just as soon as we can. And it's not that hard to do. Amen? I apologize. Let's practice that. I apologize. Let's say it again. I apologize. Amen. You just got out of it. But you know, sometimes you just don't want to say that. Praise God. Wasn't my fault anyways. Right. But if you know this, it almost doesn't matter. Amen? It almost doesn't matter whose fault it is. If you know this, that where there's strife, there's confusion, and every evil work, it almost doesn't matter whose fault it is. So, strife is deadly. Deadly. Get out of it quickly. It comes to take away everything God has blessed you with about to do. To neutralize the blessing. Look at 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. If what I've said so far hasn't impressed you, this will. I guarantee it. Like the guy who sells coats. I guarantee it. Like the sound of his voice. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Where shall we start reading about this? Look at verse number 23. 2 Timothy 2:23. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid. Knowing that they do gender strifes. Unnecessary questions produce strifes. So you want to avoid anything that produces it. And then it says, and the servant of the Lord. Say, I'm a servant of the Lord.
I'm a servant of the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. This doesn't mean pastor. It means every child of God. The servant of the Lord must not strive. Must not. And in light of what we just read, it's quite plain, isn't it? Quite obvious why you must not strive. But be gentle. We're going to talk about gentleness today. So notice that one of the fruits of the Spirit, gentleness, is opposite of striving. Must be gentle. Unto all men, apt to teach, patient. We talked about that. In meekness, we'll talk about that later. Instructing those that oppose themselves, if God perhaps will give them repentance, open their eyes to see their wrong. Look at verse 26. And that they may recover themselves. To recover is to get back. You can't get something back unless it's been taken away. You're in some other place. You ought not be. You want to come back from there. What it is saying is, when you're in strife, you give yourself to the devil. And they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. He set a trap for you and you fell in it. You threw yourself into it by being in strife. And because you are in his trap, he can take you anytime he wants. Amen. This is what happens when folks are walking in a way they ought not walk, and because the ceiling didn't collapse all of a sudden, they think it's okay. That's because the devil hasn't decided yet to take you in. That's why. He's giving you some rope. Make you feel like, the heaven didn't crash. I can do some more of this stuff. One of these days he's going to call in the chips. Amen?
Amen.
That they may recover themselves. Strife is dangerous, deadly. Don't want to be around it. Definitely don't want to be in it. You don't want to cause it. Because you are putting yourself in the devil's hand. The servant of the Lord must not strive. That's why strife showed up all of a sudden. Between Abraham and Lot. To take away the blessing. To what they say, to neuter the Christian. Make you powerless. For your faith can't do much. That's why, and we'll talk about this next week, Abraham moved quickly. Quickly, just as soon as strife showed up, he said, we can't. No. We're not going to have this. And that's exactly the way we ought to react. Because if we leave it alone, it's going to incubate and cause great damage. Where there's strife and confusion. Remember now, that is not necessarily that there's strife and confusion. One meaning of that is, where there's strife, there will be confusion. Amen. And every evil work. Remember, the devil is evil. The devil is evil, but is not necessarily dumb. Huh? Amen. A smart thief wants to steal from you when you don't know that he is doing it. That way they can keep doing it forever, and you never know. It's like having a bag of money and there's a leak, but you don't know what the leak is. This is one of the leaks of faith and the powerful Christian life. Strife is deadly. Okay, you got it by now. I'm sure you got it.